Folks, and welcome to another high noon visit at the old Lucky Ranch. We've all been out working with the windmill today. She blew over last night, and we just got it back up. Straightened the blades, and we're back at the ranch house for a little noontime chuck. By the way, not that it matters, but I'm Lloyd Perryman, one of the sons of the pioneers, and real happy to be one of them. If you've never heard of us, and I guess a lot of folks haven't, why, we sing and pick and... Well, here's what we do when we come in at lunchtime from ranching. We try to wrangle a tune or two, hoping that you folks out there along the Lucky line will enjoy it. We hope you do.
Where the sleepy rio's flowing and the longhorn cattle's blowing, where the purple sage is growing, that's the only place I long for. Where the lazy clouds are sailing and the wild coyote is wailing, along I'm bound for the Rio Grande. And there's a maid so fair with raven hair waiting there to meet this bronco busting cowboy when the roundup days are over. Here comes your cowboy rover. Get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande.
Way down south by the borderline, there's a pretty little gal I got in mind. Just waiting,
waiting,
waiting. She said last year she'd sure be mine, so I guess right now is a pretty good time. Oh, maiden,
maiden,
maiden.
Where the sleepy rio's flowing and the longhorn cattle's blowing, where the purple sage is growing, that's the only place I long for. Where the lazy clouds are sailing and the wild coyote is wailing, get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande. And there's a maid so fair with raven hair waiting there to meet this bronco busting cowboy when the roundup days are over. Here comes your cowboy rover. Get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande.
Oh, gee,
what, Betty?
Whiz.
Well, now I'll slap a fat cat in the yap with herself if that ain't a great ad lib.
Well, I'm sorry, Shug, but the music you pioneers do sort of carries me away.
Yeah.
You know, all the kids down at school talk about it, too. It's just the best in the West.
Oh, fiddlesticks, Betty. It ain't that good. It ain't nothing to brag about. It is good, ain't it?
Well, Shug, that's just one man's opinion. We're just trying to live up to it. Hope we make it.
And another thing, the kids down at the school have been very generous in their praise for what all you fellows here at the Lucky U did for the Edwards family on Thanksgiving.
Well, Betty, I guess we can thank Carl for that idea, and it sure was a good one.
By the way, Lloyd, where is Carl?
Oh, I saw him down by the stable this noon. He came in, had a fast lunch, and off he went again.
Yeah. He's sure being mysterious about something.
The word is mysterious, Shug. Well, you can bet that he's figuring out something good to do for somebody.
I saw him come in last night about 11, 10 to 7 to hurt yourself right after supper. It must have been midnight.
What were you doing up at midnight, boy?
Oh, I got up to look at the moon. Just couldn't sleep, I guess.
And you saw Carl come in at midnight, Shook?
I sure did, and he'd been riding hard, too. Because his horse is all lathered up, and that's hard. It was cold last night. You know... He may be going in and out, and he may be nuts. What'd you say, Shug? Mr. George, I said nuts.
What kind, Shug?
When I say nuts, I'm talking about the best. I'm to the best. Well, we just lost a sponsor. Don't me anyhow. I may go out and stick my head in the corn sheller.
Oh, Shug.
Now, don't try to talk me out of it, Betty. There's something about me I just don't like.
Well, Shug, I wouldn't cry about it.
Cry about it? Let's sing it.
Hmm?
That sounds like a daytime lead-in to a nighttime show song, huh?
Like what?
Like I ain't gonna cry no more.
Well, sing it. You got the title right. Now let's try it for notes.
I'm hanging all my teardrops out to dry. Oh, baby, I ain't gonna cry no more. No more. I may be blue and lonely till I die, but baby, I ain't gonna cry no more. I suppose I'll go on dreaming till the memory disappears. There may be sleepless nights for me, but no more sentimental tears. They're hanging on that line you handed me. And baby, I suppose that I'll keep on dreaming till the memory disappears. There may be sleepless nights for me, but no more sentimental tears. They're hanging on a line handed me, and baby, I ain't gonna cry no more, no siree. Your baby just ain't gonna cry.
Hey, fellas, hey, guys, what's going on? You got yourselves into a beef or something?
I was telling this numbskull that he can't buy a silk shirt for peanuts.
And just you remember that, because if it wasn't for peanuts, you'd all be wearing patches on your britches. How about it, George?
Yeah, that's right, Lloyd. I know that the people who make Planters peanuts are mighty proud to help bring the lucky you to you folks along the big network every midday. And because a bag of those wonderful salted peanuts only costs a nickel, we'll have to sell a whole lot of them before Shug Fisher can buy himself a silk shirt. But you know, that won't be hard, because everybody everywhere knows that Planters is the most famous name in peanuts. And say, isn't it wonderful that a nickel still buys a bag of the best-tasting peanuts in the whole wide world? The Planters peanuts that are always extra good because they're roasted and toasted and salted just right by a special process. They're always extra fresh because Planters salted peanuts sell so fast that they never have a chance to get stale. So for the biggest bargain in good eating that a nickel ever bought, pick up a pack of Planters salted peanuts. Look for that picture of Mr. Peanut, the little feller in the high hat, on every single bag. And say, pass the good word along from Lucky You that Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut oil and peanut butter.
Patriot Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas, and the Western Superman, to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, cause he never had no fear of man or beast.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Take its rope to raging cyclone out of nowhere, and he straddled it and settled down with ease. Now while that cyclone bucked and flitted, Pegasus rolled a smoke and lit it, and he tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Once a band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle, but they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill. So when he caught them crooked villains, Pegasus knocked out all their fillings, and that's the reason that there's gold in their hills. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, this critter was down on the hill.
It was 90 miles across the burning sand.
Shug. Shug.
What's the matter?
No. No.
He knew he'd never reach the border if he didn't get some water.
Sure, for goodness sake, that has absolutely no place in this song.
The guy's thirsty, ain't he?
So we got a stick and dug the real grand.
Can't do nothing.
Howdy, all over the
a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance. Pegasus started shooting up their little game. He gave them redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out from their makeup, and that's the way the painted desert got its name. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo, the toughest critter was the Alamo.
While reclining on the cloud high over Texas, with his guns, he made the stars evaporate. Then Pegasus saw the stars declining, so he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
That was wonderful, fellas. You know, that's the first time I ever heard Shug sing Cool Water. And I liked it.
What? No, Shug. No, no.
But I don't know. I just like all kinds of music, I guess. The way you pioneers sing, and Ken, and you, Lloyd, and Tommy. I told you that, haven't I, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
And didn't I say that before I came out here to teach school that I didn't appreciate the music of the Old West?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell them what I told you, Tommy.
What, and stay here all day?
Well, we appreciate what folks think of the country out here in the West, Betty, and naturally we love it here on the Lucky U, and we're glad you do, too. That's why we got the idea to give away an acre of Lucky U every day to someone who's done a good deed. Yes, sir, a gold deed for an acre of Lucky U is given away each day to someone who's done a good deed. Someday we hope the Lucky U Ranch is owned by the best people in the whole world. Best people in the whole world. We think it's a good idea. I hope you do, too. Carl Farr picked out the gold deed letter for today, and it's a good one, too. Lloyd Perriman's here to read it for you. Lloyd?
Thank you, Kenny. The letter says, enclosed, please find an article from the South Bend Tribune. It's about an officer of the Niles Police Department. This policeman
and his wife have adopted two small children, but they still find time to help many others less fortunate. This officer received a citation for his work during the past 5 years for supplying needy children toys and clothing for Christmas. It started on Christmas in 1946 when he was patrolling his beat and saw four little kids looking in a store window which was filled with bright and shiny toys. Toys that he knew they'd never have in their Christmas stockings. Since that day, he has personally provided a Christmas for over 500 children. And of course, those little kids with their noses pressed against a cold glass window, they had a nice Christmas too. Thanks to Mr. Charles Skopeck of the Nile City Police Department. Well, I'm not going to try to comment much on that letter because I know your thoughts are probably a whole lot better than what I might say. But I do know that you'll agree that police officer Charles Skopeck certainly deserves an acre of what we think is happiness, the Lucky You Ranch. Along with his gold deed, we'd like to send a song salute. I know the officer wouldn't object if we sort of did it for those four little kids that had their noses glued to that toy window back in 1946.
Well, here comes Daddy's little cowboy, isn't he a sight? All dressed up in his western outfit, looking for a fight. He packs a great big six-gun pistol, one that really shoots. His spurs that jingle jangle on his shorn-up cowboy boots.
Daddy's little cowboy, the toughest of galoots. With his western hat, his six-gun gat, and his shorn-up cowboy boots.
Well, here comes Daddy's little cowboy shooting up the town. He's got the rustlers on the run. He's about to mow them down. Before he goes to sleep tonight, he'll run them all upstairs and lock them up in his bedroom jail and make them say their prayers.
Daddy's little cowboy, the toughest of galoots. With his western hat, his six-gun gat, and his shorn-up cowboy boots.
Come on, sleepy little cowboy, lay that pistol down. You've shot up everything inside, you've really mowed him down. You've got the rustlers all in jail, and now they'll have to pay. So come on, little buckaroo, it's time to hit the hay.
Daddy's little cowboy, all tucked away in bed, with his western hat, his six-gun gat, that is cowboy sleepy head.
Oh, that was wonderful. Gee.
Gee, what again?
Who is?
It's where we come in, ain't it?
Well, maybe so, Shug. But every day, 5 days a week, I spend quite a lot of time with kids being a school teacher. And, well, I just don't know what to say. Do you, Tommy?
Uh-uh.
Well, somebody better come up with something. We're sort of bogging down here.
Well, could I sing? I sort of feel like it.
Well, lucky us on the lucky you. Have anything in mind, Betty?
I have a suggestion, Betty.
Well, what, Ken?
The song you did the other night over at the Edwards place.
Oh, you mean,
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Let's do it.
But that one was for Tommy, Ken. Gee.
Gee? Gee what?
Whiz, and let's whiz into it.
I know that someday
to want you when I'm in love with somebody else. You expect me to be true and keep on loving you, though I am feeling blue. You think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you. You'll want me to want you when I am strong for somebody new. And though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow.
You sing that sort of thing down at the schoolhouse, I'd like to come down there and stay in for recess one of these days.
Hold it there. Just a cat heard me a minute now. You're too old to go to school with them kids.
Well,
I know what you're talking about, but if you think you can go down there and spend recess with Betty, you're mistaken. You're wrong, bud.
Well, folks, we all make mistakes once in a while, and I guess we're just about like everybody, every place. You know, I wonder if our problems aren't just a little bit more mental than actual. Anyhow, as you know, Hugh Farr goes through the mail every day to pick out little thoughts that folks out there along the Lucky U line have sent in. And we've received some wonderful thoughts. We'd like to read them all over the air, but naturally we can't quite do that. But you just keep sending them in to the Lucky U Ranch, ABC Hollywood, and Hugh will pick one out every day and read it for you. What's the one you picked out for today, Hugh?
Well, today's thought was sent in by Mrs. P.W. Hughes of Sun Valley, California, Lloyd. And her letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I never did think much about what little thoughts mean to you until I heard you boys at the Lucky U Ranch. Of course, a personal thought probably won't mean much to your listeners on the radio, but I have one that I say every day. When I get up in the morning, I look to the east, give thanks that I can see the sunrise, whether it's cloudy or bright. Always say to myself, thanks. At night when the shadows start stretching their velvet fingers to the east, I look up again and I say, thanks for another day. A lot of other things go through my mind as I stand there each morning and each evening. But if I told you them, it might sound like a sermon, so I won't write them. But I will say that I found if you greet the morning with a prayer and the evening with thankfulness, it helps out wonderfully. The letter is signed, Mrs. B.W. Hughes of Sun Valley, California.
Well, Hugh, there's very little comment a fella can make when somebody says that they greet the morning with a prayer and the evening with thankfulness. The person that does that is certainly riding down life's valley of happiness. I'd like to join the Sons of the Pioneers in a song salute to Mrs. Hughes.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember
this valley, they say you are leaving. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. Oh, they say you are taken. The sunshine that's lightened our pathway a while.
Come and sit by my side if you love me.
Greatest tunes of the Old West, I guess. At least, we like to sing it and hope that you folks like to hear it. It's songs like that that sort of brought the Sons of the Pioneers together. Of course, back in the days of the old pioneers, they used to push all the furniture out of the living room, sprinkle cornmeal on the floor, and if Carl Farrar's little brother Hugh had been there about that time, he'd probably stood up on the horsehair Davenport and you'd have heard something coming at you like this.
According to that old clock, the old Lucky You line's about to get cut off. But I got a tip for you, though. Carl's got something under that 10-gallon hat of his that he's working on for Christmas.
I ain't got no 10-gallon hat, you tenderfoot and you greenhorn. How could you get a 10-gallon hat on a 5-gallon head?
Well, you may be right, sure, but I got a tip-off down at the crossroads today that Carl's really working up a big deal.
Yeah?
Well, maybe he'll let us in on that secret tomorrow, huh?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, till tomorrow, then, when we may find out more about what Carl has planned. This is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Tex Messina and our pretty schoolmarm Betty Taylor, so long and be lucky, you.
This program came to you from Hollywood. And it is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.